The court's ruling is historic, but it will have no impact on Ziegler's tenure on the high court bench. The court found that Ziegler willfully violated the judicial code by failing to recuse herself from 11 cases involving a bank she and her husband both had financial interests in. Former Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Gieske says the ruling makes very clear that Ziegler's ethical lapse was a serious one. She says it will have an impact on the way other judges in the state deal with potential conflicts of interest.
There isn't a judge in the state that's not going to look closely at these decisions and perhaps make some judges a bit more diligent than they've been in the past, you know, screening the cases and making sure that they're abiding by the code. So this kind of decision has that impact.
Gieske says Ziegler's public reprimand should also alert people to the fact that judges almost every day have to make decisions about how fair and impartial they can be in a particular case. But Mike McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says he's doubtful that's how the public will interpret the ruling.
This is going to be widely seen as a slap on the wrist, as sort of a note in your personnel file that I don't think is going to do much to remove the cloud that's hovering over the Supreme Court. They're operating under pretty heavy cloud cover, and I don't think this is going to make those clouds go away.
Justice Lewis Butler was the lone dissenter in Ziegler's reprimand. He felt the court didn't look carefully enough at the allegation that Ziegler had initially denied she violated the judicial code and then changed her mind and admitted guilt midway into her election campaign. He wanted the court to send that issue back to the Judicial Council for review. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.